The Revelation of the Word by David Annandale, performed by John Banks, Cliff Chapman, Emma Gregory, and Stephen Perry.
The servo skull is recording, Lord Lorgar.
I can hear that, Scribe. I trust you are, too.
Every word, my lord. Every word.
If you omit one, that word will be your death sentence.
Let it be so, my lord. Let it be so. Such a failing would deserve no less.
Begin, then. We have taken Vanzias. Another world of Ultramar is chastised. Punished for its allegiance and its beliefs. It would be satisfying to believe that Gilliman could feel this chastisement. It would be satisfying to think he understood how far the consequences of what he did on Monarchia reach. Such understanding, however, is utterly beyond my brother. If he was susceptible to the truth, he would have learned it after Kalth. Every bombardment is an act of truth. Listen. That is a lesson being delivered. It is the forced confrontation with the truth. But who learns the lesson? Whom does it teach? The dead, certainly. They were witnesses to revelation in their final moments. They saw their errors as the glory of the true gods came for them. But such a lesson is stillborn. The dead do not carry it forward. They do not speak to the living on other worlds who cling to their errors. Where shall we find the witnesses then? Another mass execution. Another lesson delivered. Another truth witnessed. But my sons who teach the lesson know it already, and their students do not survive the instruction. This is the paradox of conversion. The truth of chaos reaches its purest fulfillment in the greatest destruction, and so we limit the spread of the word. This is a point of frustration. But Vanzias burns, Ultramar bleeds. These are valuable truths in and of themselves. Cease recording.
Yes, my lord.
Chaplain Baltavor is aboard that Thunderhawk. I wonder why he risks my anger in choosing to interrupt me in my meditations.
My lord Lorgar.
Chaplain, your intrusion upon my reflections had better be warranted.
You shall be the judge of that, Aurelian, as you are in all things. But I believe there is something you must see.
You have not come to tell me that the resistance is proving intractable.
Not exactly. Our operations proceed as planned, but there is a complication.
I do not reward obliqueness, Chaplain.
It is not my intention to be evasive. I feel I must speak carefully. I would not want to misrepresent what we have found.
And so, you wish me to see for myself?
I think that would be best.
Very well. I shall accompany you. Scribe, keep pace.
Yes, Aurelian.
What is our destination?
Approximately 100 miles northwest of Vanzias' primary spaceport.
What is there?
An agri settlement. Very small. Its designation is Fentis 7.
Not of strategic significance, then.
I would not have disturbed you for a purely military matter, my lord. I believe its importance is far more profound.
What is the status of Ventus 7?
No, it is under our control, as is all of Vanzius. We are engaged in the final purging of the world, my lord.
I am glad to hear it.
Ventus 7's unimportance has spared it our full attention until now, and I believe you will be glad of this.
We dropped her mass conveyor on the spaceport. Ventus 7 must be in a very fortunate position to have escaped vaporization when the plasma drive exploded.
It was indeed. It has suffered from considerable irradiation, but the structural damage is minimal. This is fortunate for us as well. We paid it no attention until a few hours ago, as we complete the punishment of Vanzius. We are approaching Ventus 7 now, my lord.
Unprepossessing. An administratum complex, and some anonymous habs. Barely worth our attention. You could have simply disposed of it with a bombardment.
We almost did, Aurelian.
What stopped you?
The defiance of some of its residents.
Their resistance was strong enough to stymie us.
No. They did not fight at all. They had no weapons. They gathered in the center of the settlement and looked up, waiting for our attack.
Interesting. I see why this drew your curiosity.
If I had not been on this Thunderhawk flying over just before the bombardment...
Yes. The number of chance events begins to look like the workings of fate. So you investigated?
I did.
Were these people unafraid?
Oh, they were frightened, but still defiant.
This still does not warrant my displacement.
What I found below does, my lord. Of this I am certain. We will land in the central square.
I see you have gathered the prisoners in the square. Are they what you think I need to see?
I believe you will wish to speak with them, yes. But after you see what we found.
Which is where?
There, in that hab, in its cellar. We made the discovery after the nature of the citizens' defiance attracted my attention, and I ordered a full investigation of the settlement.
Then let us see what has you so concerned.
Just over here, my lord. Behind this storage vault.
A corridor behind it. More than a corridor. This is a catacomb. How far does it reach?
Most of it has collapsed, but I believe it stretched at least as far as Ventus 6, inside the blast zone.
This wider chamber. This is what you wanted me to see.
It is, my lord.
That rockcrete slab. It cannot be anything other than an altar. And the runes on the walls. This is a place of worship. You did well to bring me here, Chaplain.
Thank you, my lord.
Acts of worship taking place under Robote's very nose. The irony is delicious. And from the looks of this construction, it has been going on for some time. Better and better. But the worship of what? There is no iconography of chaos here.
There is not. There is this reliquary instead. We found it in a concealed recess of the altar.
The Lectitio Divinitatus.
I did not believe my eyes when I saw this.
Nor do I now. My book. My words returning to confront me here. The words that had led to the shaming of our legion. The words I now know were a delusion. Their only truth was the belief in the sublime. But, oh, how wrong I was to believe I had found it in the Emperor. And to find this here and now.
You will want me to speak to the congregation, my lord?
Oh, I will. I most certainly will. Did any of the prisoners stand out?
One of the women. The others seemed to look to her for leadership.
Bring her down here, now.
I will, my lord.
What does this mean, father? Do you know of this? Is this further mockery?
This is she, Lord Lorgar.
What do you call yourself, mortal?
Kalia Verstan, and I defy you, foul traitor!
I'm sure you do. For now, tell me. This book, how does it come to be here?
I brought it to Vanzius. I was chosen to be the means introducing the revelation to this region.
Revelation? That is a term you do not understand, much as you might think you do. But leave that for now. Tell me how you acquired the Lectitio Divinitatis.
I answer you because it is the truth and not you who commands. I was in the crew of the mass conveyor Viridian Sail. The truth was revealed to me by an Engineerium serf. There were copies of the sacred text aboard. One was given to me, and I was instructed in its teachings.
So, you are this world's prophet. Is that what you claim to be?
I make no such claim. All I have done is bring the word to this place. Others have traveled elsewhere on Vanzia with other copies. We do not matter. It is the book and what it reveals that are important. I bore the book, but it is the book that bears the word.
I will end this mockery, Aurelian.
No, Balvalor. Wait. There is more that I would know. You defy me, Kalia Verstan. You call me a traitor, yet you defy the Lord of Ultramar, too.
We serve him, loyally.
Do you? Are we not underground? Is this chapel not secret?
It is.
You hide your worship. That is because it is forbidden.
Yes, but...
I know very well what is in this book. I know it better than you do, you foolish, deluded mortal. And I know more truly than you could possibly imagine that its contents are contrary to the tenets of your imperial truth, and that following these teachings is forbidden by your emperor.
I know that they are.
You call him a god against his express command.
His dictates are a test of our faith. What is the value of a faith that is not challenged? We prove our fidelity by following these truths no matter what.
Though he forbids the worship of all gods.
There is only one true god.
Though your god declares he is not one.
Only the one true god would deny his divinity.
You dare to turn my words against me?
I do not understand.
Only a true god would deny his divinity. That is the great delusion, the one that lies at the heart of that book. And that delusion was mine. I was the one who contorted reason to produce that lie. I was the one who needed it to be true, or else all my beliefs would collapse into ruin. As will yours.
No. No. You are lying. You...
The truth matters to me, you wretch. You prattle about its importance, but I understand truth in ways and to depths you cannot imagine. I know more intimately than you ever will. Shall I quote them to you? Shall I quote what I have written?
You could not have. It is not possible.
You know I speak the truth. You know it because of the pain that fills your soul when you confront it.
Then you are still further proof of the Emperor's divinity. He works even through the likes of you. His power is so great that even his enemy must reveal his truth.
Oh, you simpering insect. Too cowardly to look out from behind the comforting veil of lies. The Emperor does not work through me. Through me, his work comes to an end. His false dream turned to ash. Yes, I composed the Lectitio Divinitatus, and writing it was the great error of my life. But it was not an error without value, for in the end, it brought me to the end of lies, to real revelation.
No! No! I will not believe this. I will not let you tempt me down the path to...
To what? To illumination? To the gods that await your witness? To the true gods? To the gods of chaos?
Lies!
You have a choice before you.
My choice has been made, and I have embraced divinity.
You have a choice, I said. This book is detritus, a discard from an age of error. It has enslaved you. Even so, there is one fragment of truth around which the web of lies is spun, and you have seen that truth. The Emperor is not divine, but divinity does exist. You see that? Your existence is shaped by that truth.
So it will ever be.
Good. Good. That is right and proper. Now it is time for you to take the next step. To follow that portion of insight through to the embrace of the Four.
I will not. I will not. In the name of the...
Hold on to your delusions, and you die uselessly.
The Emperor will see my loyalty.
He will not. You will die and be forgotten. Your life and your death will have been without meaning. There are no martyrs where there is no God.
He will see me. He will see me.
Chaplain, I've had enough of this. Bring the prisoner above ground, and have everything that can be carried from this chapel taken to the square. What the truth cannot mark, it will burn.
It shall be done, my lord.
No! This is blasphemy! No! No!
If your reason will not see the truth, then your soul will feel it at the last.
You are recording, scribe?
I am, my lord.
I shall wish to review what happens this night. Be rigorous in your duties.
All shall be written, Lord Aurelian.
Chaplain, you are ready?
All has been gathered, my lord.
Then let it begin. Look upon this, worshippers of the false god. Look upon this heap of refuse. This is what you built to embody your faith. See how broken it is. See its futility. What is there to hold on to here? Nothing. There is nothing here.
We must be strong in our faith, comrades. This is the time of trial, and we will be triumphant.
Yes, yes, we have heard it before, and that is enough. Now, Baltavor.
With pleasure, Aurelian.
The Emperor is a false god, and I was enslaved to his falsehood. Now I am free, and I bear the word of the true gods. This book, the Lectitio Divinitatis, that you venerate, it is a work of folly and lies. It is the work of my chains. Behold! I am free! I am free! and I bear the word of the true gods. Hear me and hear truth at last. Hear me and the freedom of blood, of sensation, of plague, and of change will be yours. Disdain this book and bow your heads to chaos.
Never!
There are only a few pages left. Their number is the time that remains to you if you persist in your delusions.
The Emperor sees us!
He sees nothing. He certainly does not see you. They are fanatics, Baltavor. They do not question. They do not see. They will not be turned. Destroy them all.
At once, Ornelia.
Turn them to ash!
Attend me, scribe.
I attend, my lord.
These followers of this cult, they will defy us unto death. That is their nature. In small numbers, they are helpless, but in large enough gatherings, they will be a threat. Belief is contagious. Given a chance, this cult could spread over worlds and beyond. Kalia Verstan and all her kind must be exterminated. Here is the paradox. Though these people will die for the Emperor, though they will fight us to their final breath, they also represent the end of the Emperor's dream. They are what he tried to destroy on Monarchia. They are everything the Imperial Creed stands against. The Emperor's most devout followers will, if they can, be the ruin of his hopes. And their holy book is my doing. Here at least I have destroyed what I created, what I once sought most fervently to create. I echo my father's actions, and the ironies compound. The contradictions seem irresolvable. I must make war on a religion whose foundation I have laid, and whose followers reverently mouth my words. This is vexing. You have recorded all, scribe?
I have, my lord.
Give me your data slate.
Here, my lord.
Well, I am pleased. Your task is finished. No one will hear these words but me. And there is no space now for me to untangle these paradoxes. The urgencies of war will not allow it. But I will learn the full meaning of this mystery. If I have to extinguish life from the galaxy to carve out that time, then I will. If I have to wait until eternity passes before I can meditate on the full meaning of what has transpired, then I will. But I will understand. I will know revelation.